Chapter 2. We are keeping our promise to you. We are reminding you of who you are. Do you know what you want? Do you know that you are the creator of your own experience? Are you enjoying the evolution of your desire? Do you feel the freshness of a new desire pulsing within you? If you are among the rare humans who answered, "Yes, I'm enjoying the evolution of my desire. I feel wonderful as I stand in this place where many things that I desire have not yet come to me," then you understand who you are and what this physical life experience is really all about. But if you are, as most humans are, feeling unhappy about your unfulfilled desires, if you have a desire for more money but you find yourself in a continual state of shortage, if you're not satisfied with your job situation but you feel stuck and cannot see any way of improving it, if your relationships are not satisfying, or if the dream relationship that you've desired for as long as you can remember continues to be just out of reach, if your body does not feel or look the way you would like, then there are some very important and rather easy to understand things that we would like to convey to you here. We want to give you this information because we want you to find your way to all things that you desire. But that is really only a small part of our reason, for we understand that even when you have achieved everything on your current list of things that you desire, there will be another list, even longer and more expansive, to take its place. So this book is not being written to assist you in getting everything you want checked off your list, for we understand the impossible nature of that endeavor. We write this book to reawaken within you your memory of the power and inevitable success that pulses through the core of that which you really are. We write this book to assist you in returning you to your place of optimism, positive expectation, and expanding joy, and to remind you that there is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. We write this book because we promised you we would, and now, as you hold this book in your hands, you are completing a promise you made as well. You said, "I will live in joy." You said, "I will go forth into the physical time-space reality among other beings, and I will assume an identity with a clear and specific perspective. I will learn to see myself from that point of view, and I will enjoy being seen as that point of view." You said, "I will observe what surrounds me, and my response to what I observe will cause my own valuable personal preferences to be born." You said, "I will know the value of my preferences. I will know the value of my perspective." And then you said, and this is the most important part of all, "I will always feel the power and value of my own personal perspective, for the non-physical energy that creates worlds will flow through my decisions, my intentions, and my every thought for the creation of that which I set into motion from my perspective." You knew then, before your physical birth, that you were source energy, specifically focused in this physical body, and you knew that the physical person you would become could never be separated from that which you came from. You understood then your eternal connection to that source energy. You said, "I will love pouring myself into this physical body, into physical time-space reality, for that environment will cause me to focus the powerful energy that is me into something more specific. And in the specifics of that focus, there will be powerful motion forward and joy." We know who you are. So, you came forth into this wonderful body remembering the joyous, powerful nature that is you, knowing that you would always remember the splendor of the source from which you came, and knowing that you could never lose your connection to that source. So now, here we are, helping you remember that no matter how you may feel right now, you cannot lose your connection to that source. We are here to help you remember the powerful nature that is you, and to assist you in returning to that confident, joyful, always looking for something else wonderful to turn your attention to person that is you. Since we know who you are, we will easily help you remember who you are. Since we are where you came from, we will easily remind you of where you have come from. Since we know what you desire, we will easily guide you to help yourself to that which you desire. There is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. We want you to remember that there is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have, and we want to assist you in achieving that. But we love where you are right now, even if you do not, because we understand how joyful the journey from where you are to where you want to go will be. We want to help you leave behind any perceptions you have picked up along your physical trail that are thwarting your joy and power, and we want to help you reactivate the powerful knowing that pulses within the very core of that which you are. So, relax and enjoy this easy-paced journey to rediscovering who you really are. It's our desire that by the time you reach the end of this book, you will know yourself as we know you, and that you will love yourself as we love you, and that you will be enjoying your life as we are enjoying your life.